Welcome to the Mama Retreat, a relatable motherhood podcast where we show you how to have more power, love, and a sound mind as a mother. I'm your host, Brittany Miller.
And I'm your host, Caitlin Clough. We're best friends in the thick of motherhood together. We hope you enjoy your retreat from motherhood today.
Welcome back to the Mama Retreat podcast. It's been a while.
A little hiatus.
A tiny hiatus. Just because we have been really busy. Normally, just because of our husband's jobs, they're really busy in the summer. And so the only times we have to go visit family is in the fall. Mm-hmm. And that's usually about the time that we go visit them. And so we both took a trip home to Utah in the fall. So we were not really with each other.
No. And we had, you know, we brought the microphone. We're like, we're going to record when we're in Utah. No, it never happened.
Nope.
I saw you, I think, like 10 minutes.
At Halloween.
Yeah.
And then not even then.
So we've just been a little bit busy, but we miss you guys.
Yeah, we miss everyone and apologize maybe a little for the hiatus, but we just have great things in store. So stick with us and bear with us as we get back into the swing of things, but we're excited to be here.
Yeah, we had our trip and then we all got home and then we had Thanksgiving and well, first Brittany was sick.
Yeah, I got sick in Utah. I got strep throat in Utah. It was the worst. I haven't had strep since I was a kid. I used to get it all the time as a kid.
Yeah,
but then I still have my tonsils. Colton doesn't have his tonsils, so he doesn't experience things that go along with your tonsils.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, man, I really feel like my tonsils are swollen. Like, I can feel them in the back of my throat. And I would, like, shine a flashlight down my throat, and I could see them, and they were disgustingly huge.
Sick.
And then they started getting, like, those white spots on them, and I was like, oh, no. And then I was waking myself up at night from snoring, because I would be, like could not breathe because my giant tonsils.
Like a train.
Yeah.
In the station, ready
to
go.
So I went to the doctor, and they're like, he's like, well, I'm sorry to say, but it's probably not strep. Because I was like, I think it's strep. And he's like, it's probably not. It's just a weird virus going around.
Yeah.
And then got tested, and sure enough, it was strep. So that was nice, because then I could get an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that comes along with strep is not fun. Body aches, fever, sometimes nausea. Anyway, so I got strep.
And then, like, a week and a half later, I got strep.
Which, like we said, we didn't even see each other in Utah,
hardly.
So
it's just
like,
going around.
I did not give it to you. I'm 99% sure of it.
Unless it just, like, lived dormant in my body for
I transmitted two and it over half the phone. Weeks.
No, yeah, so then I had strep, and it was awful. I never snore, and I was snoring so loud, too. So it's so awful. But anyways, between that and then a stomach bug, ear infections, we've both just been through it.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, and now it's Christmas, and we're like, oh my gosh, it's been a month. We should probably record.
I know. So we haven't forgot about you. We're talking about you listeners all the time. And
yes. So we haven't been recording, but we have had some things in the works just between ideas for episodes.
Yeah.
And then also a really fun partnership.
Yes.
With Modern Makes.
Yes.
So you want to talk about it?
Yeah. So, I mean, Caitlin and I's vision for our podcast has evolved, but from the very beginning, I think we wanted this podcast to bring women together and to bond us together in our womanhood and motherhood. And anyway, so what better way to do that than through some merch?
Yes!
So we partnered with a really, really great company called Modern Makes, M-A-Y-K-E-S, because it's two moms who are sisters-in-law. They're last name is May, and so that's where the May in Makes comes from.
Cute.
Anyway, they do birth flower t-shirts, so you can, like, custom order them on Etsy, but you can just get however many flowers on the shirt, and you just pick, like, the birth flower for the month that you're born. Excuse me. And they're really... I've gotten several for, like, my mom. We got one for my mother-in-law.
You got one for me.
I got one for you. I got one for my mother-in-law with all of her grandkids on it. And
they're so cute.
It was so fun. But anyway, we're partnering with them, and we helped custom make... Oh, dear. We just heard a crash in the other room. Me and Caitlin have just shut ourselves in
It's nap time. Yeah. We're just
like, everyone watch a show.
There's like 30 screens in the other room and they're still crashing, but it's fine. That's fine.
But anyway, like, we created a custom t-shirt for our listeners. Mm-hmm. And we title, it's of a flower bouquet. And we titled it the All of Us Bouquet.
Yes.
So it's the first official Mama Retreat merchandise.
Yay!
And you can go get it on their site. We'll link it in the show notes and post about it on Instagram. But you can go officially get your Mama Retreat t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And me and Caitlin will get one. And we can all wear them together and think of each other and think of how we're booing each other up in spirit.
Yes. And I just, you know, like, I feel like the flowers has kind of just been like the aesthetic of our podcast so far. And I just know that you and I, we both love flowers. We always have flowers in our house. And I just think that there's something really beautiful about flowers. You know, they just grow sometimes, you know, in these beautiful flower gardens where they have the perfect, you know, setup. There's a gardener and there's just the right amount of fertilizer and blah, blah, blah. And then there's this beautiful garden. And they also grow like in the ditch. Where nobody put them there. And so, anyways, I just think that there's something that's so beautiful about flowers where it's just like, no matter the circumstance, it just brings a beauty to wherever it is, whether it's there on purpose or whether it grows by itself or somebody helps it along, like, there's beauty everywhere.
And what a beautiful reminder about life in general.
Yeah.
And womanhood and motherhood. I personally think that God created women to be an added beauty to the rest of the world, but beauty in like every aspect of the word.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, so yes, go get your Modern Makes, your Mama, your Mama Retreat t-shirt. We're so excited. So thank you, Rachel and Kestri, for putting it together.
Yes, it's so cute. I can't wait. Ours haven't come yet, but
yeah,
I cannot wait to be wearing it everywhere.
Yeah, and you can pick your, like, t-shirt color. So, like, you can go pick your size, pick the t-shirt color you like, and then they just put it on it. Yeah. And then at the same time, if you need to get a gift for your mom or your sister or whatever with, you know, your birth flower t-shirts. I did one with, like, my mom, like, me, my mom, and my mother-in-law. Then I did one with, like, me, my husband, and my kids. And then I've done one with, like, the girls in my life. Like, that has been so fun.
It's so cute. In order to have it by Christmas, what day is it again?
I think it's like the 11th, December 11th, you need to order it by. So that's like this next week.
Yep. So if you can order in the next like week and a half, then you should be able to have it by Christmas. But just order it whenever so that you can have it whenever. Yes. Treat yourself.
It's a great price.
But anyways, on the note of Christmas, we just wanted to talk a little bit about how we do Christmas with our families. And it's just the craziest. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also the craziest time of the year. Because there's so many things you want to do. There's the light shows, the light parades. There's the church activities. There's the,
you
know, I mean,
you want to try to visit Santa, maybe.
Yeah, there's so many things to do. And sometimes I think we overbook ourselves and then it ends up just being like stressful.
Yeah.
Like this morning we went to a church party. There's like a breakfast and I'm not even kidding you. On the drive there, it was just like disaster after disaster, getting the kids ready. It started at 9 and my son was crying like the entire drive. I don't want to go. I want to stay home. And I was just like, why do we even do anything fun? And anyways, I was just like, you know what? I just need to chill out a little bit and enjoy the season.
Yeah. But it's stressful.
Yeah.
Just in general. But like in addition to that, we are also moving. So, I mean, if you've listened to our podcast, you know that Caitlin and I are next door neighbors. Our husbands started a pest control business together and we are basically each other's family while we live out in the Midwest. So it's been a huge blessing to live next door to each other. Well, we're outgrowing our little tiny houses and early in this year, like in January, February, our husbands found a new neighborhood that was being built. And so we're like, oh my gosh, it's a great time to build right now. Let's go build these houses. So we picked lots that are adjacent to each other. They're now back to back instead of next to each other, but we're like, we're going to build houses back to back. And so, but that whole process has been another nightmare.
Yeah.
It has been not exactly what we expected, but it's been going. But we just have been delayed after, like, have so many delays. Just so many. Yeah. And so we're right
it
now.
It will be our Christmas miracle if we're in this house before Christmas.
So, like, currently we're living in our houses right now, and Caitlin's trying to sell hers, and I'm, you know, we're both half living out of boxes that are stacked in our garage, half living, you know, in our houses. And it's just like, man, we're just waiting and waiting to get into these new houses. And so, yes, it will be a Christmas miracle, but it kind of has forced us to have the perspective of, okay, well, what is Christmas about? Because I haven't decorated for Christmas.
I know.
You haven't decorated for Christmas. Like, I would normally have my Christmas tree up. And we both
love decorating.
Yeah. It's just a weakness of ours. Every season, we're like, let's go to Hobby Lobby.
I know. What are you doing today?
We're going to Hobby Lobby.
We're going to Hobby Lobby.
But, like, yeah, we don't have our trees up. We don't have anything. Mm-mm. And so, and it's been sad. Our poor kids are like, when are we going to put the Christmas tree up? I'm like, never. Sorry.
Seriously. But, yeah. Trying to just not be so focused on, like, the commercialized version of Christmas and just enjoy the spirit of the season, because it's not so, like, physically present in our homes like it normally is.
Yeah. Yeah, we have tried to make a couple efforts of making Christmas more simple this year, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
Same. Let's talk about, like, what do you do, what do you guys do for gifts?
Yeah.
What are you doing this year compared to the years before? And
so I realized the first Christmas, I guess it was the second Christmas I had with my daughter, but it was the first one where she was, like, a toddler. Like, her first Christmas, she was, like, 4 months old and a slug. We got so many things, and just, like, every single thing I ever needed to buy, I just ended up wrapping. And I was just like, this is, like, so over the top. Yeah. I, like, needed new, like, little dishes.
Yeah.
And I wrapped her silverware, her cups, her, and, you know, she had, like, 50 gifts to open, and she was like not even 18 months yet and could not care less. And I realized, it's like, oh, this could get so, like, out of hand so fast. And so I've tried, and this year I think I'll be the most successful at doing the something you want, something you need, something to wear, and something to read, and then a present from Santa, and then stockings and Christmas jammies. So even still, that's like, seems like so many things.
Especially when you have three kids and you're like, oh my gosh, that's 6 things for 3 kids. That's 18.
Yeah.
Things. You're just, oh my gosh. Can you imagine having like 8 kids? And
oh my gosh, no.
Anyways.
So that's what I'm doing this year, and I'm almost done. I know some people are like done like buying Christmas presents in like August, but I literally started like 2 weeks ago. I almost have everything.
Yeah.
So my goal is to have everything wrapped this week.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
And be done with it.
Yeah.
And just put it away until
that's what we should do tonight when the kids go to bed.
I think that I'm gonna start wrapping tonight. Put on a Hallmark movie.
I need to go get some wrapping paper. But yeah. We're doing something similar. I heard of the something you want, something you need, something to wear, something to read when I think I was in high school, but my mom started doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's easy because it kind of makes the playing ground a little fairer for us as far as children go. But I know that it's not completely feasible for everybody to do like 4 gifts per person, but it helps to keep in mind like, okay, well, yeah, like the fairness of it all, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's how we're going to do Christmas gifts this year too. And then I like what you said. So you grew up where Santa.
Yeah. So Santa brought like the dinky stuff.
The dinkies.
Nothing fancy. I mean, usually toys.
Yeah.
But anything like that. Like, 1 year, I got a guitar. And it was, like, for my parents. And so, anyways, mom and dad bring the best presents.
Yeah.
In my house. That's how I grew up. And that's how I'm going to continue it. So,
yeah.
Santa will bring, you know.
Just, like, a toy.
Just, like, just a toy. Nothing, like, crazy. And then me and my husband will get, like, the things that the kids really want, like, that they're really excited about.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to give them.
That makes sense.
I'm like, I want the credit.
Yeah. And that's great. And that makes a lot of sense. Whereas, like, I think when I grew up, like, Santa would bring us the quote-unquote big gift.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see how that would be
and then,
super
you know,
helpful.
you hear these stories of these kids who, like, Santa brings them an iPad or something.
Oh, yes.
And then these other kids, they're like, Santa brought me, like, a $5 Barbie.
Yeah.
Like, why doesn't Santa, like,
bring me an iPad?
The same amount. as he loves other kids. Exactly. Wasn't I good enough? I'm exactly. like, that is so sad.
That
so,
is sad. And it just, like, perpetuates the, like, unfairness of it all. Yeah. No, I get that. Because, yeah, that's, it's not Santa can't bring everybody an iPad.
Exactly. No, so, I get that. But something that, like, some traditions that I had to growing up besides that one was our stockings were, like, the best. Like, I was almost more excited for my stocking than anything else. Like, mm-hmm. there was just so many, like, little things. Like, you know, back in the day when there were iTunes cards. Yes. There probably still are. But, you know, to finally get some new music on my iPod and,
yeah,
you know, just, like, all these little things. Yeah. Like, I 1 year we had iPod touches in our stockings, and holy that was moly. Really exciting. That was like our big gift.
But I barely had an iPod Shuffle, and my mom like threatened to throw it away so many times.
Well, I swear, I feel like I was one of the kids where everybody had everything like 2 years, and then I got it
2 years
like,
later.
2 years later,
yeah,
I felt like I was behind everybody. But
that's so funny. Yeah, so we do stockings too, but my parents are always like an orange in the toe,
mm-hmm.
Some chapstick, a toothbrush,
lots of candy.
Candy.
Little treats, little yeah. toys.
But do you know what's really cool? If you go to, like, they're probably in the Christmas aisle, but they could be over in the, like, the bath section, too. But, like, bath finger paints.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
Those are fun.
Bath paints, or, like, they have bath crayons sometimes. Like, if you have a white plastic tub.
Oh, yeah.
Or a white porcelain tub. The, yeah. like, soap crayons, those are the best.
Yeah.
Those are a good stocking toy. What else is good stocking toys?
I got gifts. Some little, like, pullback cars for my boys.
Oh, nice.
So I feel like, and they're yeah. little. And yeah. so I feel like that will be a fun, I think that will be their favorite thing that they pull out of their stocking.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody's kids are like my kids that watch YouTube and just watch people open up toys, but Bonnie's just like, oh my gosh, a blind bag. Like, if she's you like know, five. If you know, you know.
Like, a blind bag.
Like, there's always those little, like, the little egg, you know, the little eggs or the yeah. little, they're just like little balls. And they...
Doesn't she call it a surprise egg? Or who calls it? Oh, no. Louise. The Kinder eggs.
The Kinder eggs.
She calls surprise eggs.
I think Jesse calls them those, too.
Okay, anyway.
But just, like, little things like that.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to be inside.
That's smart.
Anyways.
Because then it's, like, another little surprise.
I feel like we always got, like, a toothbrush or something.
Yeah,
like,
we always got a toothbrush.
Like that.
Which makes, actually grosses me out now because I'm like, ew, you only change your toothbrush once a year.
I never thought about that, but that's probably
like,
true.
Mine's, like, once a quarter. Like, I don't know. Especially after getting strep, I changed my toothbrush.
Oh, yeah, that's what our doctor was just like. 2 days after you start taking antibiotics, you need to throw your toothbrushes away. I was like, ew, sick.
That is so gross. Disgusting. But yeah, so stuff like that. But, and then as far as our husbands go, it's just hard because I feel like we don't really have very many needs, which is nice and a total blessing. But if my husband ever needs something, he just like makes the effort to go and figure it out and get it.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, well, he doesn't need anything. So like, what would I even get him?
I know.
And I just hate getting, like, my husband's not a gift getter or giver. That's not his love language.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, if you get him the wrong thing, not like the wrong thing, but like something he doesn't want or doesn't use, he feels so awkward. Cause he's just like,
thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thanks so much. An avocado. Thanks.
So he just like doesn't know what to say.
Yeah.
So I literally don't know what I'm going to get him. Probably nothing.
I know.
We're getting a new house for Christmas.
I know. So. Seriously. But I feel like all the adults in my life, I'm like, I don't know. So mm-hmm. I think we're trying to like do more experiences for people where yeah. we're like, here's a date night.
Yeah.
Like, here's a gift card
yeah.
for a date night. Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's hard to know what to get people.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know what you want or need.
Yeah.
Just go get some ice cream and go to a movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great idea. But, yeah, that's kind of what we're doing for Christmas this year as far as gifts go. And then I actually ordered one of those 25 Days of Christ, like, oh, yeah. Advent calendars. Because I saw it at the Pinners Conference.
Did you guys start it?
No. So I saw it at the Pinners Conference. I got one for a friend, Kylie, mm-hmm. because I was just like, this is so cute. I think that she would love this. Plus, it makes it so easy to, you know, like, mm-hmm. do stuff with your kids. And I'm like, she has four kids. Like, how is she going to do anything? I'm like, here's the help. But, and I was like, should I get one for myself? And I didn't. And I have like regretted it so bad.
Oh yeah.
So I ordered it, but, so it's okay. We'll just catch up when it gets here.
Fun.
But I really, I was just like, cause I'm not thoughtful enough to like put something together like that. So, you know, my brain just doesn't work like that. It kind of works last minute. And so I'm like, if something is already there for me to use to help incorporate Christ into every day of December, then I can do that.
That's really good. I know. I'm just not good at stuff like that. Like, even if I had an advent calendar, I probably would forget.
You forget.
Yeah. Or like, and that's why I will never do Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah.
Because
he would just sit there for
he would sit there for like 5 days and they'd be like, is our elf dead? Is it dead? He never does anything. Like, oh yeah, whoops. Also, I have a weird fear of toys coming to life, so
this is true.
I'm not about Elf on the Shelf. Nope, not for me.
Well, you have to tell why. Just say why you're afraid of toys coming to life.
So, long story short, when I was like 4 or 5, I was being babysat, and it was back in the day when if you watched a VHS, it had to be on like channel 3. And so anyways, my babysitter's like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom while the VHS rewinds. I'll be right back. And whatever that, you know, channel. On channel 3, it was on a commercial. And as soon as she left, the commercial ended and Chucky was on. And so I just sat there on the couch and watched like 5 minutes of Chucky and like had my
long bathroom break.
She must have been taking a poop.
She had to
Or take she a was dump. Like, these kids are so freaking annoying. I'm just going to sit back here. Read a newspaper, because back in those days, there was
I'm like, phone. She didn't go to her phone. Couldn't sit on her phone. Anyway.
Magazine or something in there. But anyways, I remember it so vividly. I know the exact scene. I remember, like, being scared and, like, going to go and, like, get her out of the bathroom and running, like, to the doorway. And I was too scared, so I hurried and just hid back on the couch. Anyways, it literally scarred me for life, so.
Something you need to go to therapy for. You need, like, literally, EMDR.
Like, during, like, the Halloween season, you know how Facebook just, like, generates random video clips for you to watch?
Yeah.
And if you watch some, like, then they just, like, similar ones keep popping up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, some of just, like, old scary movies. Do you see my eye twitching?
No.
Okay, it's so annoying. Anyways. Anyways, so it's just some old Halloween movie, just like little clips were on, and there was a Chucky one, and I was just like, I was sitting in my car, and I was just like, I'm gonna be brave and watch 5 minutes of Chucky. And I did, and I was just like, oh my gosh, he looks so stupid. Oh, I should just watch it. I think it would help me overcome whatever weird.
Uh-huh.
I still like randomly have bad dreams about it.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I could just, this is like a whole random tangent, but I'm going to tell one more story.
Okay.
We can cut all this if we need to.
No, you're okay.
But there was one time, it was like the middle of the night. It was when Bonnie and Jesse were both really little. They were sharing a room in our old house. And I had gotten up to nurse Jesse. And I realized it was like during that time of the year where like during the day you have the AC on and during the night you turn the heater on.
Yeah.
It was like spring or fall or something. So I realized, I was like, it's freezing in here. So I had my back to their doorway and to do the thermostat, and something shifted in the toy box, and one of their toys started going off.
It was a Minnie Mouse phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds exactly like it. I'm impressed. Perfect. I'm honestly impressed with that. Okay, anyways. So I, like, my... like hair went on the back, like stood straight up on the back of my neck. My back was like white hot. I'm not even exaggerating. I like peeked in there, and of course it's Bonnie's stupid baby doll is on the top of the toy box, and I was just like, it's fine, it's nothing, it's just something shifted. And so I like, you know, adjusted it so it didn't go off again, and I like ran back into my room and pressed myself against Devin, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. I was like 24 or 5. I was just like, I cannot believe the physical reaction I'm having right now to this like stupid toy shifting in this thing.
I just left my babies in the other room.
And I was just like, good luck. But seriously, I was just like, I need therapy. But yeah, that's why I don't do Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah.
You like
bring it back around.
You like forget that you did, that you forgot you. You I forget know that you moved him, and you're like, oh my god.
I know, seriously. But dude, there's been a couple times too where Bonnie is so quiet.
Oh yeah,
she's just a very quiet person, and so she'll just like stealthily like walk. You know, yeah. I'm like, oh, I think all the kids are in bed, and then she'll just be like standing there, and I like catch her in the corner of my eye, and oh my gosh, like. I'm going to accidentally, like, punch her in the face one time because I'm just, you know, not going to, like, realize and just have, like, this, like, irrational reaction. Yes. Like, yeah. Dude, be louder. I cannot handle you scaring me so bad all the time. So, yeah, that's a little bit of my darkest fears. So,
yes.
Welcome to my brain.
Yeah, and then I remember for the longest time you were, like, didn't want a baby doll or anything like that. No. You were like, I'm never getting my kids dolls. Like, baby dolls.
Just any of anything that, like... is motion activated or
yeah,
like we have some baby dolls that if it's just a baby doll, you know
yeah.
what I mean,
yeah,
but any of the ones that have like they talk or move by themselves, oh
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
I'm not buying those still. I haven't gone to therapy for this yet, so maybe after I work through my whatever issues I have, maybe
that's just not something I want to buy either,
the baby alive or whatever.
Oh called. Yeah,
like, no.
Or have you seen, okay, there's actually, like, an art form, and my mom's, like, best friend from, like, when she was a child makes them, but they're called reborn dolls. Have you seen
yes,
those?
Yes, and they look yeah. super realistic.
Yeah. And they,
yes.
like, they're
amazing.
But they come, like, you know, with, like, the vinyl arms and legs that are just, like, one solid color, like a baby doll, and then you paint them so that they look realistic, mm-hmm. and they're beautiful, but some of them are so realistic and creepy, like, to me.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
In fact, it's so funny, like, randomly, I listen to a lot of true crime podcasts, and some of them have, like, spooky episodes, mm-hmm. and my sisters will be like, hey, don't listen to the last 15 minutes of the episode today, because it's about dolls. Or, like, it's so funny, my sisters will, like, just text me, like, never watch this movie, you will absolutely hate it. So, I've never oh. seen any, like, Annabelle, or...
Yeah.
Even, like, Coraline. Like,
oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
it's not my thing.
I think I watched that when I was a kid, and I was like, this is creepy already.
It's really creepy.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a kid's movie? But then I, like, it's funny. We would always watch The Nightmare Before Christmas, mm-hmm. carving pumpkins. That was, like, our family tradition. And then we would probably watch it a couple other times, like, between Halloween and Christmas, because, you know, it's kind of both. Anyways, I, like, put it on for my kids.
Yeah.
Not this year, but, like, 2 years ago, and I was just like, this movie is really scary
yeah.
for little kids.
Yeah.
So we haven't watched it yet.
Do you know what I looked up? That movie was like the third Disney movie ever to be rated PG or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Along with Dinosaur. Have you seen Dinosaur? Like with Aladar and like the oh, meteor comes yeah. and
mm-hmm.
and there's like the lemurs. That movie has the highest death count of any Disney movie. I was looking it up. I don't know. Some random trivia. But it was like it had to be rated PG because of all the deaths in it.
Oh my goodness.
So and then same with Nightmare Before Christmas is too scary.
It's so freaking PG. It's really scary.
Yeah.
Because it, I'm just like, you know, kids don't think about monsters being under their beds or like under the stairway.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, no wonder. Like, I was afraid of that stuff. You freaking watched this movie. Who taught me about it? Anyways.
Yeah.
So this is a super random episode, but.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's what we needed to get back in the rhythm of
yes,
everything.
Absolutely.
But yeah, get to know us a little bit more. But yeah, we're just really grateful that you're listening. And we really want to hear from you, I guess, is
yes.
what we want to say. Just we have heard really great things from those who have listened about how this podcast is helping them. And so we love hearing that. But also, you know, if you have something that you'd love us to discuss and talk about openly and
mm-hmm.
or, you know, we can find somebody that we can invite on that will help us to, you know, talk more openly, that we would love to do that. But
yeah, any topics or just anything that you have in mind,
mm-hmm.
let us know. And then also just any stories that you want to share with us so that yeah. we can share them in our Mama Report episodes that mm-hmm. hopefully we'll eventually have more regularly. I just know that sharing our stories with each other helps us to feel more connected and helps that community to grow. So share with us.
Yes.
And then we'll share with everyone else.
Mm-hmm. And then we can all wear our t-shirts together.
Yes. Yes.
And jive together.
So if you order one, tag us on Instagram and we'll start sharing.
Oh my gosh.
All these cute things.
Can you imagine all of us with our
I know. I can't wait. It's going to be so fun.
Okay.
So.
Well, anyways, hang in there, sister.
You got this.
Thank you for listening to the Mama Retreat podcast. If you have a friend or family member that needs this message, please share. Join the discussion on Instagram at the.mama.retreat. We can't wait to hear from you.